Yeah, that's where, that's definitely where, like you say, it's best to have the equipment to test that stuff out. Because you will find some of it's not so bad. Like I say, the radio I'm on right now, we paid, less than $25 for it. Everybody says it sounds pretty good. I get it's a TID radio, H3. I haven't used that too much yet to see how that sounds, but I paid like $35 for that one. But it works. I know it works. It gets out and everything. So it's, you know, by buying these cheap radios is really is what got me into the hobby.
When I got into the hobby in 93, this type of radio would have cost you a couple hundred bucks. I've also got one of the TID radios. I've got one of those, and a buddy picked it up for me. And so it is one of those radios that's kind of like these that does a whole bunch of stuff extra in one little radio. So they were definitely a good bang for the buck. You can get a 5-band true SDX, but it don't have a tuner in it. 5 to 7 watts, a QRP rig, looks like the size of a deck of cards. You can get those for under 100 and a half. And like I said, a lot of stuff I do is QRP. I just make them antennas resonate. You make them resonate, you can get out with 5 watts on the low bands. And you know, we're doing digital now, and I use digital to send and receive Morse keyboard to keyboard. My hand send Morse is rough, but back when I got a license, you had to have it.